The government of Burma arrested a prominent monk on Friday morning for his leadership role in the anti-government protests which took place back in 2007. The arrest of Shin Gambira comes less than a month after the release of 651 political prisoners, a move which sought to encourage the United Nations and United States to lift sanctions they had imposed on Burma. Anne Schneibel spoke with Mark Farminer, director of the Burma Campaign UK, about the situation.
The arrest of Gambira should be a bit of a wake-up call for the international community, who have been getting a little carried away with optimism about what has been taking place in Burma. There have been some very positive steps, but so far none of the changes have been enshrined in any sort of legal legislative change or constitutional change. All the powers of detention or the powers of arrest and the repressive laws remain in place. I think what we've seen with Gambira being arrested here, he was one of the people arrested who was still very outspoken and critical of the government. He continued to talk about the human rights abuses, that he felt the reforms were not genuine, the government was sort of giving away some small concessions to try to get international pressure lifted, but hadn't taken the real steps necessary. So he has now been detained, and again it was the old style sort of arrest at night. And other monks as well who have still been critical of, they've also been followed by military intelligence, they've been harassed. So I hope that this arrest will make the international community a little bit more aware of the fact that all the laws that sent the political prisoners to jail in the first place are still on the books. None of them have been repealed. And that the government still doesn't tolerate dissent taking place in Burma.
And so, and what is could you talk about the overall sentiments among the Burmese community who are in the UK and just throughout the world about regarding this arrest?
I mean, I think that this will be making a lot of people concerned. There has been growing hope that there's going to be real change in Burma. There started to be a real optimism. Some people have been talking about maybe returning to Burma, but the fact that this arrest has happened will be a warning sign for them. But more important, I think it's quite likely that Gambira will be released again fairly soon. It's unlikely they will want to put him back on trial and send him back to jail because of the negative international attention at a time when they're trying to get the sanctions lifted. More likely what this is going to be a warning to other activists in Burma to say, be careful. Because I think if you notice, a lot of the political prisoners who were released last month have been very cautious in what they've been saying. No one has been really pushing the barriers very hard in Burma about what you can say about the government and what you can do. People are being very careful and diplomatic. But Gambira was one of the few who has been speaking out very boldly, and they have gone after him. And I think it's more likely that this is sort of a warning to him and to others, don't go too far or you can be sent back to jail. So I would expect that he would be released fairly soon. It would be surprising that if he was detained for a long time, but the message that will have gone out to all those people considering speaking out, considering organizing events that are more challenging to the government, that just be careful, don't push too hard, because we can still arrest you, we can still send you back to jail. I think that for the international community, you have the US and the EU have already started lifting some of the sanctions on Burma. And they have, and they're talking about lifting more. The European Union has to renew its sanctions in April. Germany and other governments are saying they should lift all the sanctions in April. But many people in Burma are concerned that this is moving too fast, without seeing any of the fundamental reforms in the laws in Burma. That the benchmarks that have been set for lifting the sanctions are too weak. And so I think people will be hoping that this will just add a little bit of caution to the international community. Yes, there's cause for optimism. Things have changed a lot, but you haven't seen any real fundamental democratic reform in Burma yet. And so you still need that international pressure to encourage the government to make real, genuine reforms and not just cosmetic changes that can be given and taken away at the stroke of a pen.